One Man Revolution, Episode 36. Good day, everybody. This is the Revolutionary on One Man Revolution. And today, the Michael Jackson verdict is out. And I have the audio from that off of a recording from the public radio. And it's amazing to see how much sensationalism can occur in one trial. This one had everything, folks. Man, this one had what? Sex. It had drugs. It had, well, the king of pop and roll. And man, I don't know what we're going to do here because the trial's over. I don't understand why there were so many people involved in this one. I'm not the biggest fan of these big sensational trials for the very reason that the individuals who have fame, the individuals who have money, and the individuals that have power in this country generally do not get convicted. Now, no matter what you feel about the king of pop, I have never met the man. I have never been in a room with the man. I only know him by his public persona, just like many of you. Now, I'm sorry to say that some people's public personas are not the real person. So I'm going to dedicate this podcast to Michael Jackson, all of his detractors, and all of his supporters. You know why? Because...
Count one, verdict. We, the jury in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of conspiracy as charged in count one of the indictment.
Now, count one of the indictment, all right, which was conspiracy. Okay, so let us see exactly what that count was. Let me read it to you. Conspiracy to commit child abduction, false imprisonment, and extortion. So he was accused of conspiracy to commit abduction, false imprisonment, and extortion. Okay, so he was found not guilty of that count.
Dated June 13th, 2005, four person number 80. Count two, verdict. We, the jury in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of a lewd act upon a minor child as charged in count two of the indictment.
All right, count two, molestation incident alleged by an accuser, the accuser in this trial.
Dated June 13, 2005, four person number 80. Count three, verdict. We, the jury in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of a lewd act upon a minor child as charged in count three of the indictment.
Okay, that would be committing a lewd act on a child under 14, molestation incident alleged again by the accuser. So two counts of molestation that were alleged by the accuser, and that would be the score. That would be three not guilty so far, folks.
Dated June 13, 2005, four person number 80. Count four, verdict. We, the jury in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of lewd act upon a minor child as charged in count four of the indictment.
Count four, molestation incident the accuser's brother said that he witnessed. So this would be the brother of the accuser said that he saw a molestation by Mr. Michael Jackson, and that was, of course, not guilty.
Dated June 10th, 2005, four person number 80. Count five, verdict. We, the jury in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of a lewd act upon a minor child as charged in count five of the indictment.
Count five of the indictment is molestation incident accuser's brother said he witnessed a second time.
Dated June 10th, 2005, four person number 80. Count six, verdict. We, the jury, in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of attempting to commit a lewd act upon a minor child, as charged in count 6 of the indictment.
Count 6, accuser allegation that Jackson tried to get the boy to masturbate him. All right, so the boy would be masturbating Michael Jackson. That's attempting to commit a lewd act on a child under 14. Not guilty.
Dated June 13, 2005. For person number 80. Count 7, verdict. We, the jury, in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of administering an intoxicating agent to assist in the commission of a felony as charged in count 7 of the indictment, dated June 3rd.
All right, count 7. Related to the alleged molestation in count 2, which is molestation incident alleged by the accuser, administering alcohol to enable child molestation. Now, these also include lesser offenses of furnishing alcohol to a minor. Okay, so continue on.
13th, 2005, for person number 80. Count 7, verdict, lesser offense. We, the jury, in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of providing alcoholic beverages to persons under the age of 21, a lesser-included offense of that charge in count 7 of the indictment, dated June 13, 2005, for person number 80.
You'd think this lady would just, you know, add some power or soul to it. You know, obviously she's not a big public speaker. I would be all over this stuff. I would be given the treatment to it.
Count 8, verdict. We, the jury, in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of administering an intoxicating agent to assist in the commission of a felony as charged in count 8 of the indictment.
All right, well, how can he be found guilty of something when he was found not guilty of the greater charge, which was molestation alleged by accuser and committing a lewd act? So, of course, they'll find him not guilty.
Dated June 13, 2005, for person number 80. Count 8, verdict, lesser offense. We, the jury, in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of providing alcoholic beverages to persons under the age of 21.
Yeah, and that's going to be included in each one of these counts 7, 8, 9, and 10, because it's basically saying that he gave, in order for him to be found guilty of any of these, he would also have to be found guilty of furnishing alcohol to a minor, which, not guilty.
A lesser included offense that charged in count 8 of the indictment, dated June 13, 2005, for person number 80. Count 9, verdict. We, the jury, in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of administering an intoxicating agent to assist in the commission of a felony as charged in count 9 of the indictment, dated June 10, 2005, for...
All right, and this one's related back to count 4, which is, molestation incident of the, that the brother says he witnessed. And since he wasn't convicted of that one, he, of course, wouldn't be convicted of this one. So we're just about to the end. I know she's kind of, I guess this whole process is having it read into the record. It's not really entertainment.
Person number 80. Count 9, verdict, lesser offense.
He didn't give them alcohol to a minor because he didn't administer alcohol to enable child molestation.
We, the jury, in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of providing alcoholic beverages to persons under the age of 21, a lesser-included offense of that charge in count 9 of the indictment, dated June 10, 2005, for person number 80. Count 10, verdict. We, the jury, in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of administering an intoxicating agent to assist in the commission of a felony as charged in count 10 of the indictment.
This one's related to count 5, molestation witnessed, supposedly witnessed by the brother, since they found him not guilty of that one. How can you find him guilty of administering alcohol to enable it when he's not guilty of that? So it's not as bad as it looked sometimes. Hold on.
Dated June 10th, 2005, for person number 80. Count 10, verdict, lesser offense. We, the jury in the above entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of providing alcoholic beverages to persons under the age of 21, a lesser included offense of that charge in count 10 of the indictment, dated June 10, 2005, for person number 80.
So what does this mean to you and I at this point? You know, the biggest problem behind all of this stuff is the sensationalism by the media. You know, Michael Jackson, you know, regardless of what his private life was, once the case was made, the case became a media circus because of our current laws based on how a trial is made and how the media is allowed into it. And the media basically just had a field day with this one because it had everything. Like I said, it had sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Well, pop and roll. And it had a notable figure. We just love to build people up in this country and then knock them off that pedestal that we've placed them on. I don't know why. I mean, really, we shouldn't do things like that because, you know, then, you know, none of us would, why would we even want to achieve anything in this life? Because then, you know, the courts could just turn around and knock us down and put us in jail, you know? You know, especially if we're a little bit eccentric, and I think that that's what the eccentricities are Michael's issue at this point. He's a 47-year-old guy sleeping in a bed with young boys. Doesn't look too good, and it never has looked too good. I mean, he admits to it. He admits that yes, he has slept in a bed with children. Yes, he has done all these things, but no, he has never touched them. And really, the biggest problem that the prosecution had in this case was proving any of this information without having the defense to strike it down and saying that it was hearsay, that it was some, that the method of collection, that the information that they were getting just wasn't valid. So to me, I'm not really, you know, I never really follow these sensational trials. I kind of stopped after the OJ car chase. I kind of watched that, and then I really wasn't interested. Excuse me, Senseo. Actually, that was from my espresso machine, Adam. All right, so the biggest problem we have are, you know, that the American public really sinks their teeth into these things. And how can we stop it? Well, one way to do it would be to reform the laws that are on the books about when we release information and how information is reported from trials. I think that Canada and Great Britain have a great system for this. They really don't release any information until the verdict is given. That, A, doesn't harm the jury pool, which this one really did. You don't tell them. They're basically, you know, not allowed to report who's involved and how in order for the trial to continue. And I think that the more the media, and I'm a First Amendment right person, so don't write me and say, Dan, you're going against everything that the revolution stands for. No, I'm the first one to say, yeah, we have every right to be in there and to talk about it. But I also am a big believer in the right to a fair trial. And how can anyone in this country get a fair trial if it's being tried in the media prior to a jury being selected? I think the phrase that sums it up is, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. All right, so I'm a big believer in the system of trial by jury, trial by our peers. So if I'm ever asked, you know, do you want to take this to trial, and I'm offer, you know, the words I never want to hear in my life are, will the defendant please rise? I think those have got to be the words that give everyone's heart a jump. So myself, I would rather not see that within my lifetime against me as the defendant. So, you know, hats off to Mr. Jackson and his defense team, and maybe this will be a lifestyle change for Mr. Jackson. His brother is quoted in the New York Times as saying that, let's see, blah, 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 that if his brother is found not guilty, let's see here, if his brother is found not guilty, he will become a recluse. And this is Jermaine Jackson. He said that he will, you know, we feel that, let's see, hold on, let me pause it here and find that quote. Ah, here it is, New York Times, an article dated today, which, and this is on New York Times Online, and it says, Mr. Jackson's brother, Jermaine Jackson, said on CNN that Michael Jackson was 1,000% innocent. and asked whether Michael would change his ways if acquitted, Germain said he'll become a complete recluse if found not guilty, adding he won't be able to deal with anyone because he can't trust anyone. Now, that's interesting. I mean, I can see why that would happen. This is the third time that he has been accused of these things. He didn't change it after the first time. He didn't change it after the second time. And now here's the third time. And sometimes individuals, it takes a couple of times, a couple of big ones. And this was a big case. I mean, they did throw the litany at him, didn't they? They threw 10 counts at Michael Jackson. Five counts that were felonies and five lesser counts. Six counts that were felonies and four lesser counts related to those felonies. And basically, as I said, the dependency was if he was found guilty of the felonies, then he was definitely guilty, would be found guilty of the misdemeanors. But just because he would be found guilty of the misdemeanors doesn't mean that they would find him absolutely guilty of anything else, although he was found not guilty on all counts, which is generally how we are in this country. It's all or none. It's black or white. There's no shades of gray. Blame it on our language. There are rarely more than choices 1, 2, 3, and there's really no process of being one between the other. Okay, it's either one or the other. So it's very difficult for that. So for me, I think that the British do have a good system for this. And since our law does come from British law, although I don't agree all the time with the way that British law works, I think that as far as protecting the jury trial and the actual trial case and the case law, that heck, it's a better way than we do. And I think that cases like this, if they weren't in the news, well, guess what, folks? No one really would really pay a lot of attention until such and so was convicted of, you know, a definite conviction. And I think that that would be a heck of a lot, to me, more newsworthy than such and so was accused. I don't know how many of you people out there have been accused of something before. I've been through the process of being accused, not in a court of law, but in the court of public opinion and the court of human resources at several companies. And there's no defense. You have absolutely no defense against an accusation. You know, you can be accused of many things, and even though it was something completely and utterly innocent, and this goes back to the Patriot Act of the last two shows, that if you're accused, you should be assumed not guilty. But somehow, somewhere, we got away from that idea. And people are just taking people's accusations as fact nowadays. So just be, you're going to send me the letters. I know you are, or you're going to call me a liberal, bleeding heart liberal. But Michael Jackson was found not guilty of all counts and all charges against him. That just means, you know, that does mean that 12 people, 8 women and 4 men, found the evidence that was brought up by the prosecution not sufficient to charge him with the crime. Now, the prosecutor in this case had a hard... Sorry, that would have been a really interesting way to phrase it, huh? Had a hard-on for Michael Jackson? Had something against Michael Jackson, and this was not the first time he wanted to put this case forward, and this time he thought he had enough evidence really to convict him. Well, obviously, that did not happen, or else this group of people would have found differently. And I don't think that your fame can buy you necessarily out of a crime. It probably helps a lot, and it probably wouldn't hurt. And I'd rather be famous than rich any day, because famous can get you a drink. Famous can get you special treatment, and fame can get you money most of the time. But fame also brings on some other things, and I think Adam Curry said it best in one of his Daily Source Code podcasts, that fame also has people looking in your windows of your house to try and see what you're doing behind closed doors. I paraphrased Adam Curry. He didn't say it like that. He said it some other way. He said something like, shit, Dutch TV is trying to, Dutch tabloids are trying to kill me, something along those lines. So to me, I think that our court system would benefit from being behind closed doors to limit some of the sensationalism against individuals. Now, corporations, fuck them. Other government officials, fuck them. They're public entities, you know. Both of those things are public. So I think that they should, you can collect all you want on them, because most of those cases are civil anyway. They're not being used to put someone in prison. They're being used to get money away from something, not necessarily to put someone in prison.
You are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, The Revolutionary.
So, today, Michael Jackson found not guilty on all counts. I thought that that was podcast worthy. I know that I've been talking over the past couple of days about writing your congressmen, writing your senators, and your representatives to kind of derail this whole horrible Patriot Act renewal. And my last podcast, stated that Sensenbrenner was quite the screwball by gaveling close these hearings that were being done. So I thought I would get away from that for just a little while and record on Michael Jackson, since it is a topic that's probably going to be on everybody's mind at the water cooler tomorrow. So I thought I'd put this one out just after. It's now 6:40 here on the East Coast, and the verdict was announced at 5:11. So I just thought I'd put out a timely podcast so that everyone would have my views, one man's views, on Michael Jackson. So we'll call this episode 36, and I'll leave you with this. To contact One Man Revolution, you can email onemanrevolution@gmail.com or on Skype at The Revolutionary. That's THE_REVOLUTIONARY. Or just visit the website at http://onemanrevolution.org. All right. Everybody stay safe and stay listening. This is Dan Novotnik. See ya!